Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A new search engine has gone live in France. Zalando has launched a free personal online shopping service in Belgium, and Facebook has given a boost to the Australian fashion industry. A new search engine called Zephyr has launched in France with the intention of shaking up the existing search engine market. According to Zephyr's CEO, Eric Mathieu, the search engine differs from Google and other competitors by offering the user an interactive and visually focused results page from which they can remove any result that is not useful to them. He says that the new approach to search makes Zephyr the latest generation of search engine. The site also uses an unprecedented economic model for advertisers, which will be based on real-time profiling in order to guarantee user privacy. This focus on privacy is similar to the model of another recently launched French search engine, Quant, which launched in the country in February 2013. Zephyr aims to become one of the top five search engines in the world by 2020. The e-commerce site Zalando has launched its personalized shopping service, Zalon, in Belgium. Zalon allows users to ask fashion experts for personalized advice when shopping for no extra charge. Communication with stylists will take place over chats or calls through the site, after which they will propose to select a number of items for the customer to try on at home. A spokesperson from Zalon said that consumers will have a choice of over 200,000 items from 1,500 brands. The Belgian launch means that the service is now available in five European countries: Germany, Austria, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Belgium. The Australian fashion and travel industries are finding more and more engagement over Facebook. Data for Q1 2017, released by Online Circle Digital, has shown that whilst the newspaper and magazine industry leads the way with around 140,000 weekly engagements on Facebook, both retail and travel are fast catching up. Between June 2016 and March 2017, the number of Facebook engagements per week in retail more than doubled. It was found in a separate study near the end of 2016 that almost 8 in 10 Australian marketers now use Facebook as a distribution channel behind only email and LinkedIn. The Chinese smartphone manufacturer Xiaomi has taken its first step into North America with a planned product launch in Mexico. Currently one of the major smartphone companies in China, it's announced plans to release its Redmi Note 4 phone in Mexico this year, where it'll be available at multiple offline and online stores, including Amazon and Walmart. Xiaomi has found popularity in China after targeting the budget smartphone market and will sell its first device in North America for $287. This price for the smartphone is far below competition such as the Apple iPhone. A product manager at Xiaomi said that Mexico was a really important country for the company and that it was a starting point to enter other markets. And finally, the record for the most tweeted tweet of all time has been broken by a man wanting chicken nuggets. Carter Wilkinson, age 16 from Nevada, was told by the American fast food chain Wendy's that if a tweet of his gained 18 million retweets, he could have a year's free supply of chicken nuggets. Whilst Wilkinson did not hit this target, his tweet, which read, "Help me please, a man needs his nugs," broke the record for the most retweeted tweet ever, which was previously held by Ellen DeGeneres. Wendy's has since given him a year's free supply of chicken nuggets anyway, as well as donating $100,000 to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, which was set up by Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. Unfortunately, we won't have any nugs for you. See you next time.